Arab officials have promised to push ahead with the Saudi peace plan, despite the absence of the leaders of Egypt and Jordan and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Arafat refused to give in to conditions that were set by Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon for allowing him to attend. His absence is a blow to the United States, which had pressured Israel to make it possible for Arafat to go to Beirut. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the summit was in trouble even before it opened.
Well, the circumstances certainly are not what a lot of people had hoped, particularly members of the Bush administration. The United States really had wanted Arafat to go to Beirut, and the reason is that Saudi Arabia plans to use the summit to present a Mideast peace plan that calls for Arab normalization of relations with Israel. And the Bush administration, which had been looking for months for some sort of window of hope in the Mideast conflict, said as recently as yesterday afternoon that it wanted the summit to focus on peace and not who was in attendance, and in fact, attendance has very much become the issue. The decisions by Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak and Jordan's King Abdullah, you know, not to attend, certainly don't help. Both are U.S. allies, proponents of peace with Israel, but both did send their prime ministers to the summit, and Arafat apparently will participate by satellite link from the West Bank.
And how does all of this affect U.S.-Israeli relations?
The United States is committed to Israel's security, and that's not going to change. But Sharon's refusal to bend in the conditions that he set had to have upset the administration, which over the last few weeks has shown signs of growing impatience with Sharon's hardline tactics with the Palestinians and the actions of the Israeli military. And the administration really expended a lot of diplomatic capital in trying to get Arafat to Beirut and in ensuring that the Palestinian leader would be allowed to return. President Bush himself appealed to Sharon. But in the end, Sharon insisted that the U.S. acknowledge up front that Israel could block Arafat's return home if there were terrorist attacks against Israel in his absence, and then everything fell apart.
And the impact on the Bush administration's Middle East peace efforts?
U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni is still in the Middle East trying to arrange a truce. He's been there for, I think, 2 weeks now. And U.S. officials in the first days of Zinni's mission indicated that there were some signs of progress. The U.S. brokered several rounds of security talks between Israel and the Palestinians, despite several outbreaks of violence. But the Palestinians are quite angry over Sharon's treatment of Arafat. The Israelis maintain Sharon couldn't let Arafat go to Beirut without some sort of assurances about stopping violence, but the Palestinians undoubtedly will see it as evidence that negotiating with the Sharon government is going to bring them nothing, and people on both sides of the conflict are predicting an increase in violence despite U.S. efforts.
Now, what about the administration's goal to rid Iraq of Saddam Hussein? Vice President Cheney just completed an extensive tour of the Middle East to drum up support for that effort.
Yes, he did. And everywhere the vice president went, the Arabs responded that his first priority should not be what to do about Iraq, but what to do about resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which is a very, very painful and very big issue in the Arab world. And the U.S. desire to do something about Iraq is one of the reasons that the U.S. pushed so hard to try to get Arafat to Beirut for the summit. Washington doesn't want to give the Arab world any more reasons not to cooperate when it comes time to do something about Iraq. Arafat's decision to stay home, to stay in the West Bank, and Sharon's role in that is likely to complicate any U.S. plans where Iraq is concerned.
And the summit, we shouldn't expect a lot out of that now.
Well, it certainly is not a very auspicious beginning. The fact that some of the principles aren't there probably does not bode well for the outcome.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.